how crypto card cashback works, tiers, caps, and what you actually earn. Earn 8% cashback is on the Wirex marketing page. What it takes to get there. $100,000 in WXT token staking, a $200 monthly rewards cap, and payouts in a token that dropped 40% over the past year. After accounting for token depreciation, that 8% is closer to 3.2% net. Crypto card cashback is real. It can also be misleading. The gap between the advertised rate and what you actually earn depends on the reward model, staking requirements, monthly caps, and whether you receive a stablecoin or a volatile token. The four cashback models: instant stablecoin cashback. You spend, you receive USDC or USDT within seconds. No volatility, no waiting. Tria Signature pays 4.5% in USDC instantly. Bleep MasterCard pays 2% in USDC. Gnosis Pay pays 1% in USDC. What you see is what you get, and you can spend or swap it the same day. The trade-off is that stablecoin rates tend to be lower than the headline numbers on native token cards. You also miss any upside if a protocol token appreciates. For most users, the predictability is worth more than the speculative upside. Native token cashback. Instead of stablecoins, you receive the issuer's own token, CRO from Crypto.com, WXT from Wirex, BNB from Binance. Advertised rates are higher, 3 to 8%, but the token's price can drop 30 to 50% in a year, erasing most of the reward. These cards also require staking the same token to reach higher tiers, creating a circular dependency. You need the token to earn the token, and if the token falls, both your rewards and your staked balance lose value. Rotating crypto cashback Coinbase card and Gemini credit card let you choose which crypto to receive. Coinbase pays 4% in XLM or GRT, swappable to any crypto, and Gemini pays up to 4% in BTC, ETH, or other options. No staking required. This model lets you dollar cost average into your preferred asset with every purchase. You can also choose a stablecoin to avoid volatility entirely. Points-based, speculative airdrop. Tria, Ether.fi, and XPlace award XP or loyalty points that convert to governance tokens at a future TGE. This can be worth $1,000, $10,000 per user if the protocol launches, but roughly 30% of points programs never produce a token. For details, see our airdrops and points guide. Staking requirements by tier. Most cards tie their best cashback rates to staking. Here's what each issuer actually requires. Card tier staking requirement. Cashback rate, lock period, monthly cap, crypto.com. Midnight Blue, $0, no stake, 0% NA0. Ruby Steel, $400 CRO, 1%, 180 days, 25-month Royal Indigo, $4,000 CRO, 3%, 180 days, 50-month. Frosted Rose, $40,000 CRO, 5%, 180 days, unlimited. Obsidian, $400,000 CRO, 8%, 180 days, unlimited. Wirex, standard $0, no stake, 0.5% NA 20-month. X accounts, $500, WXT, 2%, none 50-month premium, $10,000 WXT, 4%, none 100-month. Elite, $100,000 WXT, 8% none 200-month. Tria Virtual, 0, no stake. 1.5% NA unlimited signature, 0 no stake. 4.5% NA unlimited premium, 0 no stake. 6% NA unlimited Coinbase standard, 0 no stake. 4% NA unlimited Bleep standard, 0 no stake. 2% NA unlimited. The standout pattern, Coinbase at 4% and Tria Signature at 4.5%, requires zero staking and have no cap. Crypto.com requires $4,000 locked for 180 days just to get 3% with a $50 month ceiling. The gap between advertised rate and what you earn with no commitment is wide. Token volatility, the hidden cost. When cashback is paid in a native token, the advertised rate is only accurate at the moment you earn it. Hold that token for a year, and your real return depends on what the price does. Take Crypto.com Royal Indigo at 3% CRO cashback. On $3,000 monthly spending, you earn 900 CRO, 90 month at 0-10 CRO. If CRO drops 40% over the year, as it did in recent history, Those 10,800 CRO you earned once it was $80 at time of earning are now worth $648. Your effective annual cashback on $36,000 in spending is 1.8%, not 3%. Compare that to Tria Signature at 4.5% in USDC. Same 3,000 month, $1,620 earned over the year. USDC stays at $1. Your effective rate is exactly 4.5%, guaranteed. Stablecoin cashback will always underperform native token cashback in a bull market. But in a flat or bearish market, the guaranteed rate wins every time. Monthly caps, the rate killer. High cashback rates mean nothing if the cap limits your total earnings. Card cashback rate monthly cap, max useful spend. Effective rate at 10K spend, crypto.com, Ruby, 1% 25 month, 2500, 0.25% crypto.com, Royal Indigo, 3% 50 month, 1667, 0.5%, Wirex Standard, 0.5% 20 month, 4000, 0.2%, Wirex Elite, 8% 200 month, 2500, 2.0%, Treya Signature, 4.5%, unlimited, 4.5%, Coinbase Card, 4%, unlimited, 4.0%, crypto.com. Royal Indigo advertises 3%, but the 50 month cap means a 10,000 month spender earns an effective 0.5%. Cards without caps, Treya, Coinbase, Bleep, scale linearly with spending. If your monthly spend exceeds $2,500, uncapped cards are strictly better. Lockup costs. Staking is not free. Staking tokens for better cashback tiers locks capital that could earn yield elsewhere. For crypto.com Royal Indigo, you lock $4,000 in CRO for 180 days to earn 50-month maximum, $300 over 6 months. That same $4,000 in USDC at 4.5% APY would earn $90 over 6 months. The net gain from staking is $210, which looks fine until the token moves. If CRO drops 20% during the lock period, you lose $800 on the stake, netting you $500 overall despite earning cash back. Tria requires zero staking. You pay the $109 annual fee and get 4.5% on all spending with no cap. There is no locked capital, no depreciation risk, and no opportunity cost. The comparison is straightforward. Vesting, when rewards land. Most major cards pay instantly. Tria, Coinbase, Crypto.com, Wirex, and Nexo all credit rewards within seconds. A few outliers delay payouts. Swipe pays weekly, and Plutus distributes monthly with a 45-day lock before you can sell. Instant liquidity matters because it lets you sell immediately if the reward token pumps. A 45-day lock means you might miss the peak, the multi-card rotation. If you hold multiple cards, you can rotate spending to maximize rewards. Use crypto.com Royal Indigo for the first 1,067 month, hits the $50 cap at 3%, then switch to Tria Signature for the remaining spend at 4.5% uncapped. On 10,000 month, $50 from crypto.com plus $375 from Tria, on the remaining 8,338 to your 425 total, 4.25% effective. On a single Tria Signature card, the same $10,000 earns 450, 4.5%. The rotation only makes sense if you value crypto.com's perks, Spotify rebate, lounge access, enough to justify the complexity. Real ROI after all costs. Net effective cashback, data kraust, gross cashback earned, annual fee, token depreciation, staking opportunity cost, total annual spend. Crypto.com Royal Indigo on $120,000 annual spending. $600 cashback, capped, $0 fee, $800 token depreciation on the $4,000 CRO stake. If CRO drops 20%, $180 opportunity cost. Net return, $380. You lost money. Tria Signature on the same $120,000, $400 cashback, 4.5% uncapped. $109 fee, $0 depreciation, USDC, $0 opportunity cost, no staking. Net return, $5,291, clear winner. The difference is not close, and it gets wider as spending increases.